bloop.
I'll put syrup in this hole and jelly in this one and semen in the other one. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tame and Andy. What's up, guys?
Just three. Eight. Three hits. Three yep. hits. That's
three all. Hits. Three hit combo podcast. Tame
just,
Andy.
Just
man.
Three.
Pow.
All three of it. Kapow.
Kablammo.
ABX.
Splam.
You done?
That was my three hits.
What's up?
Shirt, what is it? Is that the name brand? Is that a team?
It is a Hartford Whalers shirt because I am a giant sports hipster.
Like is that like soccer?
It's like a 1970s American Hockey Association team.
It looks newish.
I thought it was a social.
It is a new shirt. Yes.
You still making them?
Yeah.
All right.
Because there are more sports hipsters than me.
is that team still around?
No.
All right. Oh, how'd you even find that? How'd you even come to find that?
Well, Andy, I went to google.com.
Did you specifically look for the Whalers?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my. All right. Well, you didn't come across it like, oh, this would be it. You were like laying in your bed.
Well,
snap awake. I need a Whalers shirt.
Well, technically, I did come across it because I saw someone else wearing a Whalers shirt.
That's
right. And I'm like, you know what? I need a fucking Whalers shirt.
Okay.
I'll give you a Whalers shirt.
I need. Camilla found the coolest shirt, and I'm trying to find it right now. But it's fucking from... That Heavyweights movie.
Yeah.
It's got the Ben Stiller's like slogan on it. It looks so good.
Ben Stiller's slogan, huh?
From the movie.
Ben Stiller has a slogan? Which movie?
It's hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
Oh shit, what a
Perkus power. I'm Perkusizing. No? You guys don't remember Heavyweights?
I didn't even watch it at all.
No. From what movie? Heavyweights. It's the Fat Camp movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love that movie. So.
My sister's going to have to go.
It's a Disney Channel movie. There is so much fat shaming in that movie. It's ridiculous.
Oh my God. For being
a Disney Channel movie, so much fat shaming.
Ooh, I love it. Disney Show and the Colors.
And they kind of cuss, too. There's at least one shit in there.
Disney showing shit. Their colors. They're a lot of fat shaming. And then they're like, and by the way.
Fuck the Jews.
You a Jew.
Get out of my park. Get into my chamber.
Oh, God.
The small world, after all, would just divert to a different chamber if they figured out there's a Jew going on the ride. It's a small world. Oh, Mein Kampf. Oh. I always forget that, and then someone mentions, they're like, yeah, Walt Disney hated Jews. I'm like, oh, yeah,
he sure did.
He really did.
Do we know any reason why?
I was just going to bring that up. Like, did he have, like, a bad experience? Or
I don't know. A lot of people hate Jews and don't know why.
You know, they're an easy people to hate.
Why did Walt Disney
hate Jews?
Nope, auto filled and populated for me.
I'm going to suspect because...
Wait a minute.
Their religion was different than his. It's a good
That's
start.
That's fair, but it's not as funny as what I'm going to say.
Yeah, keep discussing. I think I found the answer. I just got to read really quick.
Sure. I think his ex-girlfriend cheated on him with the world's most Jewish stereotype.
Oh.
Julia's like,
you came home with latke around your mouth.
Is that challah bread?
Let me smell your dick. Is that bagels? Do I smell bagels?
Oh my God.
Is that an onion bagel? God damn. Yeah, that's way too much reading. I'm not doing that. So. Matt, you got your wisdom teeth out.
Sure did.
How was that adventure?
Still going.
Still going. Yeah.
Still going. So, I didn't get put out for the surgery.
You put out for the surgery?
Wait, have you gotten yours out, Tape?
No.
I'm wise as fuck. Let's wise.
You guys want some wisdom from the wisdom teeth?
Hell yeah.
So I'm guessing, Andy, you haven't got yours
out? No, I have mine out.
You have yours
out. I got mine out in junior year of high school.
Yeah, that's when you should get them out. Not when you're 26 years old and the root has grown to against the nerve along your jawbone. Oof. So did you get put out when you did it?
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic.
Okay, so there's...
Last thing I remember was the doctor talking about getting sunburn on his bald head. Mm-hmm. I woke up on my couch. It was amazing.
That sounds awesome, but scary.
It was fantastic.
Were you all loopy?
When I woke up?
Yeah.
No. I woke up and I was... Well, okay, so like... When you go under, you're like fucking under. There's no consciousness. You're gone. Yeah. But so yeah, we wake up and you have the Jumanji, what year is it and where the fuck am I thing. But I'd say maybe 5 minutes, it cleared up. The cloudiness cleared up, but damn, it was amazing. Just like that, I woke up and had chipmunk cheeks and everything.
You know, I don't have much swelling.
Oh, you got lucky though. Nice.
So there's three reasons I decided not to get put under. One, save me a ton of money.
Yeah. I realized, cause Camille's getting hers out in a couple of weeks and, your insurance will fucking fight you.
Oh, yeah.
Both sides, dental and health, will fight not to pay for that.
They sure will.
Yeah.
Two, it's a great story.
It is a great story.
And three, I'm not a pussy.
Right.
So.
Oh, come on.
Look at Andy.
I know. Every time I told people I was getting my wisdom teeth out, they're like, oh, you'll get put out. I'm like, no, I won't. So I go in, and of course, usually the worst part about something like this is the 4 foot needle they use to put Novocaine in your mouth.
Did your doctors have, when I've gotten Novocaine before for them doing stuff in my mouth, mm-hmm. It's like this fucking contraption needle that like moves and stuff.
Yes.
And yeah, it sounds like they're like clicking like gun pieces together and stuff. And like, all right, let's do this. And then like pops out the Novocaine cartridge.
And it's got a cartridge.
Yeah.
So I got the Novocaine. They gave me enough Novocaine that I was numb until I wasn't totally numb until the next day, but I was totally numb for about 9 hours. I was so incredibly numb.
Shit.
Yeah. And so they gave me that. They gave me the Novocaine and they leaned me back. And so I had to get 3 wisdom teeth out because I have 5 wisdom teeth.
Huh.
Yeah. So my top ones are in fine, but I actually had like a little baby wisdom tooth behind one of my top teeth, which didn't really have much of a root. So it took about 10 seconds and he pulled that one out. I was like, well, it's all downhill from here. And so, you know, they get started. They cut into the gums, of course. And then you use the saw to cut into the bone. Because you have to get through the bone to get to an impacted tooth. So he'll use the saw and he'll cut into the bone a little bit. And then he'll grab some tool and start yanking on the tooth. And then... he couldn't get the tooth out right away, so then he cut up the tooth, and then he cracked the tooth out of there in pieces. I had to hear all this twice.
Yeah, I don't like any of the things you're saying right now, to be honest.
My recommendation would get put under.
Yeah. You couldn't stop halfway.
If you can afford it, you put under.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe if I had waited a couple months and saved another $700.
Oh, Jesus. Camilla's is only $200 was if she wanted to get put under.
If she wants to get put under, my insurance must suck ass then because it was like $1,000 to get put under.
Holy hell.
Yeah, it cost me $385 just for numbing.
Holy hell.
I would talk to somebody.
I need to talk to somebody anyway because they paid like $1 of my doctor visit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really caring for you.
I know.
Show the love.
Yeah, fucking hell. So, afterwards, I was sitting up in the chair, like, what the fuck just happened?
How long was the procedure overall?
45 minutes.
That's not bad.
It wasn't super long. Of course, I had a bunch of gauze in my mouth, and they're like, "Are you feeling okay?"
Yeah.
And I didn't get put under, so I just got to drive home. You know, I wasn't loopy, so.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. So, what was probably the best benefit of not getting put out is they want you to take the ibuprofen when you get home, but you have to take that 800 milligram ibuprofen with food because it's so goddamn powerful. Shit. But since I didn't get put under, I ate before I went in. So.
Oh yeah, you can do that.
Yeah. So I already had food. So I didn't have to try and eat afterwards because, when I did have to eat afterwards, I had to like watch myself eat because I couldn't feel my tongue and mouth. And when I took my first bite of applesauce, it ended up on me. So I had to watch to make sure I was eating correctly.
Your mom, do you have a mirror or your phone? Like,
we have a little mirror on our fridge.
You are the most vain person I've ever met, Matt.
You're just watching yourself eat. Like, trust me, I'm just trying to make sure what my tongue is. So I had to drive home. Well, first I drove to the pharmacy to pick up painkillers. They got me the ibuprofen and the hydrocodone.
Got that good stuff.
But again, I could not speak. Because I had gauze in my mouth.
Oh.
So I came by and I drop it off and she's like, okay, you want to wait for it? Mm-hmm. So I waited like 15 minutes. I go up and I'm like, he's like, okay, you have a prescription to pick up? Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a
bed. Yeah.
And then I came home and sat in a chair for about 6 hours and replaced gauze every 45 minutes. It was soaked every time.
Ugh.
Wisdom teeth bleed like a bitch.
I've
had other surgeries and like, yeah, they bled. But wisdom tooth is like a fountain for the first day. Yeah.
Gross. Try not to do dry sockets. I've heard they're horrible.
I know.
But I haven't. I was lucky enough to not get them. But yeah.
I know. I am trying really hard.
I've heard they're horrible.
Yeah. They gave me a sheet with all these like instructions, and one of them is dry sockets. They're like, it says something like that they're like, the good thing is dry sockets are self-limiting and will resolve themselves in 24 to 48 hours. But don't do it because
they suck.
In not actually these terms, but they get across the fact that they hurt like a bitch. So,
yeah, I guess that's what they hurt. They do.
They
just fucking hurt.
So, I've been able to eat broth.
Ooh, that's always good. It's always good food.
I was actually able to eat goulash just by taking small bites and swallowing it whole.
What about these?
I know exactly where you're going. I'm not even going to give you the opportunity.
These nuts.
These grapes.
But the good thing about goulash, even though I didn't even bother to chew it, is that it actually made me feel full, which
that's good.
Broth was not doing.
What about M&M's?
Broth's basically weather.
Just swallow some M&M's whole.
They melt in your fucking mouth, man. In your mouth.
Just put them up on your dashboard, but
it's 25 degrees out. Yeah.
We all know where the dashboard happens.
So I'm waiting till I'm going to try and eat solid food tomorrow, I guess. Because you know how you have to like irrigate?
Yeah.
You have to put that syringe in there.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. That's a bitch. Yeah.
You have to squirt water into the holes to get food out.
Giggity.
And I don't want to get food stuck in there before I'm able to irrigate. I'm not supposed to do that till tomorrow.
Oh. So. Well, eat hot dogs. That seems like nice, like soft ones. Nice soft food.
I think hot dogs was something that was on the list. Because they're not very... It was more stuff like pancakes and omelets.
Ooh, hey, pancakes.
Jello.
Hey, girl, you got them pancakes?
What about waffles?
That pancake ass.
Waffles. Waffles seem a little more sturdy.
Waffles?
All right. Wisdom tooth restriction aside, pancakes, waffles. What do you think?
Pancakes,
waffles.
I'm a waffle man.
Looks like two-thirds of this podcast is wrong.
How about two-thirds of this podcast can do this?
That is true. If you just heard it, Tam just smacked his cheeks a couple times.
Where is that going to get me?
Where are pancakes going to get you?
To Flavor Town.
Waffles have their own little compartments for whatever I want. Do I want syrup in this one? Bloop.
I'll put syrup in this hole and jelly in this one
and semen in the other. Andy, help me out.
Andy would also like semen in one.
Poop in another?
Right, yeah. Or M&M's. I think I want M&M's. I think subconsciously all of my...
I like Reese's Pieces in my waffles.
You do keep talking about M&M's.
You know what I want?
You can't go wrong.
M&M's.
Fucking Raisin Cane's, dude. One opened up at 144th and Center. Let's go.
Okay, yeah. Let's go to Raising
Here's
Cane's.
Here's the thing Raising Cane's has.
Let's just talk about solid food right now.
Otherwise, Raising Cane's, there's nothing special about Raising Cane's or Chick-fil-A. It's breaded chicken, yo.
I mean,
I can make that at home.
Chick-fil-A hates the gays.
They do hate the gays.
Pray the gay away, but also get this get this chicken patty, yo.
All right, guys. You want to go into gaming news yet?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, all right.
We've had enough gay talk.
We've had some fun.
Gaming news so great, you'll be coming back for more.
I need it.
This is gaming news.
A rumor is Pokemon is headed to the Switch with Pokemon Stars.
Let's fucking go. It's fucking inevitable that Pokemon will show up on a Nintendo console. So I guess I'm not like rumors. What?
Well, it's not confirmed yet.
No, but just Nintendo and Pokemon go together like peanut butter and women.
So,
damn it! I should have said peanut butter and dogs.
Damn it! So this is actually from Nintendo and Game Freak. They're coming out with Pokemon Stars, which will mark the debut of the series on a home console. It will be a port to the Switch, kind of like Yellow and Crystal, where it's the third edition of the generation.
Oh man, I just realized Sun and Moon were the brand new ones, so Stars. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. Put them all together. That's pretty cool, though.
The Switch port will feature higher resolutions, but not 4K, assets along the... with trade support to the 3DS via Pokemon Bank app.
That's pretty cool. I think higher res assets for a Pokemon game would be pretty cool. I mean, the DS can already... Do you have to have a 3DS for these?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if you could still... if the DS was still a thing.
No.
Okay. I still got my DS Lite.
You can play with the 3DS, the 2DS, the new 3DS... yep, that's a whole other console. The new 3DS.
What's different about it?
It's newer, for one.
Best descriptor. It is newer.
The 3D is easier on your eyes, because the original 3D, you had to hold it like exactly perfect right where it is. And if you did this, you're fucked. You literally just have to get laser surgery to fix your eyes. But like... it like doesn't murder you if you like if you got like a little bit of shimmy shakes when you're playing the game. 3D, and it also has a nipple.
Okay.
It's got a nipple. I'm really emphasizing that for the microphone. Up in the top corner. That's like the C stick for a GameCube controller. So for like or it's like the bottom button for or the bottom whatever. So, it's the look around button.
So it's how they sold it to Smash players.
That's how they sold to Smash players, and you can play 3D Zelda games, and that's how you look around.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's your look.
Ooh.
But it's up in the top right corner where it's not ergonomical for
anybody.
Do you
have a new one?
I do not know because I don't need to look around like that. I can just press the Z button and look just fine.
All right,
do this thing.
Yeah, this is an audio podcast. Yeah.
Well, right, but I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to you guys.
So we've got some early Black Friday deals.
Good.
So I want to try and mention some ones here that might be relevant. Overwatch, $35.99. Kind of tempted to get that. Pokemon Sun and Moon down to $31.99 from
for
$40.
A brand new game, which is crazy.
Civilization 6, $44.99.
Hey, that's an okay deal.
Civilization 6 Digital Deluxe Edition is $59.99. Let's see. Battlefield 1 on Xbox, $40.19.
Which is a really satisfying game. I like it a lot.
Rainbow Six Siege for the Xbox One, $25.
Whoa.
Holy shit. Far Cry Primal, Xbox One download, $24.
$4.
Ooh, Ark Survival Evolved, $17.50. Get it.
That's only on the Xbox, right?
Yeah, these are Xbox, but we are through with Xboxes now.
Oh, okay, cool.
Recent releases, Watch Dogs 2 on Uplay for $47.99. Nope. Call of Duty Infinite Warfare Legacy Edition on Steam, $63.99.
Nope.
Titanfall 2 on Origin, $31.99.
Dude, I've heard Titanfall 2 is actually pretty legit of a game.
That's what I've heard, too.
I've heard Titanfall 2 is a good game, but not something to be blown out of the water about.
Yeah, I've heard it's just a solid game. But I've seen so many good memes about why the fuck would you release it a week after Battlefield 1? From the same... Not developer.
Publisher.
Publisher.
Right.
Why? That just...
I refuse to play anything that's related to World War One. So Titanfall 2 is perfect for me.
Oh, really? See, I was excited that they went back. Like, I like historical war games.
I'm being facetious. Oh. It was a dumb thing to do.
Love it.
PlayStation 4 Pro 1 terabyte console down from $400 to $369.99.
$30.
Yeah,
let's go.
It's down to $36.99.
We're gonna go get so many and just turn around and flip them after the holidays.
Okay. Upcoming releases. Oh, you're gonna love this one. New Nintendo 3DS Super Mario Black Edition is down to $9.99 from the list price of $100.
Mario's a black guy. We're going to ignore the $1 sale.
PC game deals. Let's see. What do we got? Hold on. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege, $29.97.
Yeah.
It's a good game. Rocket League, $13.99 on Steam. Nice. Mighty No. 9, $11.99 on Steam.
I will only buy that if it's 99 cents.
Saints Row 4 Game of the Century Edition, excuse me, $4.99.
Well, Saints Row 4 was a blast. If you had a computer that could handle a lot of stuff blowing up at once.
Oh my fucking god. Game. Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor Bundle, $6.99.
Nice. Obviously, that game sucks.
I guess on the PS4 Pro, it got 4K texture updates, and I guess it looks absolutely beautiful for being a game that came out. Like this, the launch year of the consoles.
4K texture updates.
Matt, I would like to apologize for that last remark. I was talking from my funny bone, not from my heart.
That funny bone.
Let's see some console game deals. We have Destiny the Collection for PS4 and Xbox One, $40.
I actually met someone this past week that fucking hardcore plays Destiny still.
Really?
Yeah. Like, every night we'll play, like, 4 hours of Destiny and raids and stuff. And
damn.
I was like, wow.
I have one friend who does as well.
I can't.
He's unemployed.
Oh. Yeah, this guy's married and he's got 3 kids.
Oh.
But, as his wife calls it, the marriage destroyer.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna swoop in on that.
Rocket League Collector's Edition. For PS4 and Xbox One, $20. Tales from the Borderlands for PS4 and Xbox One, $15. Let's see. PS4, we have Supergirl Lego Dimensions Starter Pack for $40.
What?
Down from $90.
Oof, jeez. Oh, it's a starter pack, though. Okay. So you get the game, too.
What did they say about Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild? It says $60, but it's coming out in 2035.
Oh my god, I saw that and just in my head I was like, damn, I'm gonna be so crushed.
There's also some great deals on laptops. There's HD TV deals. Especially there's a if you need, you know, like a bathroom TV or something, you can take a shot on this 32-inch ProScan 720p HD TV LED from Walmart. It's $97.
This is random, but I am looking for, like, I don't want to say the world's smallest, because I'm positive there are some pretty fucking small CRTs, but I'm looking for, like, a portable CRT.
I have a 13-inch at home, at the parents' home.
I used to have a 15-inch.
See, something like...
I know, I actually...
This would be perfect. This guy right here. 20. This guy right here. You just want to play melee.
You know, CRTs are fucking huge, though, right?
Yeah, I understand.
Because I had a 20-inch CRT, and it was, like, this big.
Yeah. Something that I can just stick in the back of my car. I'm not looking to, like, throw it up on my shoulder like a boombox. Like, I'm looking to, like, take it over to a friend's house and play Smash.
I've thought about,
like, any lag.
I've thought about grabbing my CRT from the house, or the parents' house, so I could play, like, PS1 on it and stuff.
Yeah.
I finally have all my PlayStation consoles, like, at my apartment now.
Sexy.
I know. I was pretty happy. It took me forever to find the PS1.
Nice. Finally, we got some hardware deals. I just want to mention Western Digital, My Passport, 2 terabyte external hard drive is down to $69.99.
Data
after
is
I bought
so
it for like $140 just a few
is so
months ago.
Fucking cheap now.
Yeah, I know.
So back to TVs really quick. Uh-huh. I paid for my 55-inch just LED 3D non-smart TV. I paid like $1,700 for it when I got it. Like,
oh my God.
5-6 years ago. I saw Amazon's having a Samsung one, a 44-inch 4K LED for like $398.
Oh, man.
And I was like, oh, fuck.
I bought a 1080p 32-inch Vizio when I was a senior in high school. Dude, I saved fucking ever for that thing. And then I bought, I have a 38-inch just regular 1080p LCD Vizio that cost me like $300. And that was a couple of years ago.
I know.
It's an old TV already.
TVs are fucking stupid. And I forego the smart TV because I had my PlayStations at the time. I was like, I don't need a smart TV. It was more to get a non-fucking smart TV. So, but I really wanted this one because it did, and it wasn't a big seller, but it was a 3D TV that just used the movie theater glasses instead of the those expensive-ass custom ones you needed.
Yeah, my first TV I got, I was moving at a very convenient time that my friends got a new truck, and they were having a special that if you bought a truck, you get a big flat-screen TV. And so they were like, we already have flat-screen TVs, Tam. Here's your housewarming present.
Oh,
a big fuck-off TV. This TV's like this big. It's like, I don't know the inches. It's like half the size of my dick. For anybody who could get the
For people who can't
me.
Visually see it,
I was holding
it
up my
pinky. It is a 6-inch TV.
Right. Still means I got a 12-inch dick.
Yeah.
Fucker.
That's okay. That's more of a burden than anything. You've got to worry about that thing getting zipped up all the time, touching the water when you're taking a poop. It's a burden to have a penis that big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But whenever you look at it, you got to move your neck to see from end to end.
Oh, that's a big one.
That might be a burden that's worth it.
I agree.
No.
I totally agree.
Because then, like, you could, like, you could never not be unconfident about anything in your life.
Right.
Just be confident about the penis
you have. You could just be, yeah, sure, not... but you actually have to work to do that.
Right, right, right.
You have to think positive.
Yeah. Could you imagine going and picking up chicks and be like, yeah, let's get back from the chiropractor? Oh, really?
Oh,
what happened?
Back.
My mom fucked my dad and made me. I got this big fuck-off dick.
Wow.
Taste it.
What an amazing pickup line.
Got this fuck off dick, yo.
So those Black Friday deals, by the way, I put on our Facebook page, 3-Hit Combo Podcast, because all the deals, there's more deals than I mentioned, and they're all at, like, every single one's at a different fucking website. So go check it out there.
Black Friday.
Rocket League, the next update, will include custom training. Players will have the options to set up specific shots they want to work on.
They can place the car,
the ball, and fine-tune the speed and direction of the ball.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, that's really neat, actually. That's cool. Good for that.
That's like a fighting game mentality, almost, of like hella practice. Like, it seems like Rocket League is like, because they have esports for Rocket League, yeah?
Yeah, I would assume.
It's a big old one. This seems like a really easy way to take your competitors to the next level is to like let them consistently practice things. Like, instead of having to just jump into random scenarios and work on reaction times, be like, in this is the optimal play. This is what the frames want me to do.
Hmm.
You must believe in the almighty frames.
Mods have come to Fallout 4 on PlayStation. Finally.
Next story.
I might dick around with them. I signed up for it, the whatever, Bethesda workshop last night, so I might dick around with them today.
Okay, next story. Valve may have to pay $3 million for violating the Australian consumer law.
Because of these mods?
No.
Oh.
So,
you said Valve, not Bethesda. Just kidding.
Yes.
Valve. Sorry. Cut it out. I don't want to be an idiot on the internet.
They violated Australia's Consumer Commission simply due to the fact that before, was it June of this year? They didn't give refunds. They actually had a policy that said they do not give refunds in the Steam user agreement.
Right.
And until recently, that was their stance. They didn't give refunds. Well, just the simple act of displaying a no refund sign can be regarded as an illegal offense in Australia.
Oh, shit.
Let's see, the agency put it, under Australian consumer law, all consumer goods or services come with automatic consumer guarantees that they are of acceptable quality and fit for the purpose for which they were sold. If they are not, consumers have a right to a remedy, which may include a refund, repair, or replacement in certain circumstances. These consumer rights cannot be excluded, restricted, or modified.
Huh. All right.
And Civilization 6 Fall Update is out.
Is it like, wouldn't that be funny? They call it like a big Fall Update. It's like 12 megabytes. Here you go, guys.
So the Fall Update added a balanced 6-player and 4-player map.
All right, cool.
Added a new scenario.
How is it, Matt? You like it?
Yeah.
Is it better than 5?
Yeah. All right. I need more playtime, but I'm pretty sure.
How many hours do you have in this game?
Knowing that by the time
not a lot.
6 okay. gets to where 5 will be with all the fixes and expansions, because 5's so solid because of all the time it's had.
Yeah, I'm pretty positive it'll be better by the time it's all fleshed out. All
right, good.
It's already started with more than 5. 5 was kind of bare bones when it started.
All right. They added so much into 5.
They did. They added a fuck ton into 5. Let's see. Goal, possess the largest territory. Not exactly sure what that does. Let's see. Larger starting army and additional starting techs.
Cool.
Gameplay updates, added additional notifications, added additional hotkey support. Finally, added the ability to rename cities.
Oh, no. How is that not in there to begin with?
I don't know.
That blows my mind.
I don't know.
That was like one of my favorite parts about Civ 5 was renaming
this
cities.
This is another pretty basic one. Added UI to show the next tile a city will grow to.
Oh, yeah. That seems like Civ 5 had that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Added a visual cue for barbarian scouts that are alerted to your city.
I'm sure that when they developed 6, they didn't go back and like super look at everything that 5 had. They were like, all right, here's the fucking game. What else can we add? And they go, all right, we'll launch it. And then we'll wait for people to complain about what this doesn't have.
Renamed cities is basic as shit, though.
Yeah.
The internet blew up about renamed cities. And so they went, oh, yeah, we did do that, didn't we?
Yeah.
We got to put that back in.
They changed the Dan Quayle rankings, which is basically how horrible you are. They added a prerequisite project to the Manhattan Project. You have to complete Operation Ivy first.
Cool.
Adjusted religious pressure when a religion is first founded to give them more resilience and convert the city. adjusted relationship decay rates, reduce warmonger penalties, reduce border incursion warnings if the troops are within their own borders. That was a pain in the ass because my borders were right up against China's and my troops were in my borders, but they were on the edge of my borders and China kept saying, move your troops. And then they got mad at me. Like, they're in my own borders.
Move them. Just yeah. Move them.
China.
I don't want
them. China. Units may no longer be deleted when they're damaged. Leading unit no longer provides gold. Fallout now prevents resource harvesting. Tamara, you shaking your leg over there?
Yes.
It's moving my monitor.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Shake it harder.
Adjusted the AI to understand a declared friendship, finally.
Friendship.
Increased AI use of settler escorts. That's disappointing. And other things and visuals. Building on snow will now have snow on them.
Snow on you.
Multiplayer up the cap to max players of 12.
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
I can physically feel my leg not shaking. It's really rough. It's like when you start like realizing you're blinking.
Yeah.
I can feel myself.
The eyes are so dry.
I can feel myself not shaking my leg and it's really hard.
Ah, they added a setup option for no duplicate leaders, which it's enabled by default, but this option prevents multiple players from selecting the same leader.
That's pretty cool.
So, a lot of new shit. I barely scratched the surface of the stuff they added.
Oh, wow.
Battlefield 1 just had their fall update. That thing was 7 blog pages long.
Holy
like,
shit.
Yeah, the amount of updates to that thing was crazy, which made sense. The patch was like 4.5 gigs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else we got?
That will do it for gaming news.
Well, fuck that, let's go to tech.
Yeah, fuck gaming.
Floppy disks, CDs, and Blu-rays. This is technology.
Please assume the position.
Google bans hundreds of accounts for participating in Pixel tax dodging scheme. Google suspended accounts used by people trying to take advantage of the U.S. sales tax loophole in order to make a profit on the resale of their Pixel phones.
That sounds complicated.
The lockout users were reportedly buying phones from the Google's Project Fi mobile carrier and shipping them to a reseller in New Hampshire, a state with no sales tax. The reseller promised to split the profit from the resale with the original customers.
Well, that seems like a lawsuit in the making.
So Google shut down those accounts. All those people lost their access to Gmail, Google Drive, Google Photos, and other Google services. So, Marvel came out with U.S. Avengers, which are superheroes that represent every state.
Oh.
Ooh, Nebraska. Who is Nebraska?
Colonel Corncob.
You're not going to get it unless you look at my Facebook page. These aren't made up. These are already made superheroes.
I have no idea. Is it Spider-Man?
No. But Spider-Man does not represent New York.
Iron Man represents New York.
I don't know.
Iron Man represents Kentucky.
Let's find out. Some of these are stupid as hell. Like, they don't even make any sense.
Wait, seriously? That's the hero?
D-Man.
That's the fucking hero Marvel did?
Yeah, D-Man. He's already a hero. He wasn't created for this.
Oh.
And he's from Nebraska?
No, he's not.
Oh, he just represents us.
That's why some of these are stupid.
Did we elect him?
That's what I'm getting at. No.
All right. Do some stupid ones.
So, to mention some of the basic ones here, Miss Marvel, New Jersey. She's from New Jersey. Luke Cage, New York. Mm-hmm. Iron Man, California.
You know, I can see Luke Cage just because they launched that new show.
Rogue, Mississippi. Hawkeye, Iowa. So, Winter Soldier, Indiana. He was technically born there, so...
Okay.
Havoc, Hawaii. He is Hawaiian. He's not exactly from Hawaii, but he's Hawaiian.
Hey.
Let's see. Kind of reaching. Doctor Strange, Pennsylvania. He was born in Pennsylvania.
Nice.
I like that movie. It was good.
Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Ooh, so, yes. In the comics, Asgard was located over Oklahoma. So, Thor represents Oklahoma.
This sounds like a piss poor list, to be honest.
It's not just a list. This is Marvel's U.S. Avengers. This is the superheroes Marvel picked to represent every state.
I don't like it.
My favorite superhero is not even on the list.
Red Hulk represents Nevada because he had a fight there once.
Oh no fucking way. That's their reasoning?
That's not their reasoning. They don't have a reasoning for these.
Oh, you just know this.
Oh my god.
Because you're a big fucking nerd.
No. The article is listing these and giving reasons for why they believe these are representing the states.
Got it.
The ones like Red Hulk in Nevada, they have no other reasoning for them to represent Nevada other than the fact that he had a fight there once.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they were just running out of ideas.
Okay.
Eventually.
Let's see.
Up Nebraska.
Black Widow, Connecticut. She's not American. Quicksilver, Virginia. He's not American either.
Oh, yeah, he is not.
Let's see. Scarlet Witch, Maine, because witches.
Lol. What's Minnesota?
Let me see. Hold on. Let me get through this part here. D-Man, Nebraska. As pointed out by others, a hero that just came out as gay is representing a state famous for its aggressive politics.
We got a gay superhero representing Nebraska?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. How progressive.
Steve Rogers, Captain America, represents Delaware. They say he's famously from New York. Spider-Man, New Hampshire. He's even more famously from New York.
God, that's random.
You're going to love this. Deadpool, Canada. Deadpool claims to be Canadian, so why not? But Canada's not part of the United States.
We also could have picked Wolverine.
And Captain Britain, UK, which is also not in the United States.
They started the list of, like, a great idea, and then when they were fleshing it out, we're just like, shit.
We have no superheroes in Idaho.
Quake represents Minnesota.
Who?
Quake.
Okay.
The game.
That new game is literally the reason I'm building a new PC, is for Quake Champions.
Fucking cannot wait. After Doom was so, like, amazing. It sold me on Quake.
Exciting.
I can't wait.
So Jane Foster represents Alabama.
Okay.
And the only thing they can think of is there was a Thor cover that was inspired from a college football cover featuring Alabama and USC.
That's some hard-hitting reporting. They had to have looked deep.
Yeah, they had no other reasoning for why that works. So that's U.S. Avengers. Bunch of shit.
Avengers.
All right, and this is from the Andy News Analysis League, otherwise known as ANAL. There is a Chrome extension that replaces pictures of Donald Trump with burgers.
I know, it's just like silly enough that she's like, that's nice, I like that.
We never even talked about the election on the podcast.
We don't need
and
to.
We won't. All 60 that got excited, it's not happening. You bunch of nerds.
They got excited. Yes, I can't wait.
Ooh, body.
We gotta finish this fucking podcast because I'm not gonna lie, my wisdom teeth fucking hurt.
All right, why? Let's blast through news because he's talking probably vibration.
I'm doing a lot of talking. I haven't done this much talking since I got him out. I got a good story here. The Internet of Things is still hackable as hell. So you guys know what that is?
No.
The Internet of Things?
Yeah.
It's things that are connected to the internet that's not exactly like your computer or phone or stuff like that. It's your internet-connected camera or toaster or printer.
Fridge or stuff. Yeah. That makes sense. That makes absolutely
stuff that you can put malware on that don't have malware removal tools because you don't have a malware removal tool for your fridge.
I mean,
like goddamn pop-up blocker on my fridge.
So this guy bought a cheap security camera on Amazon for $55, and he set it up and isolated it from his home network, and he live tweeted the whole thing. Within 5 minutes, it started downloading a botnet.
Holy shit.
And he screenshotted and got this whole thing. It got infected within a matter of minutes.
Oh my god.
So be careful when you buy cheap stuff like that on Amazon, because
no one's safe.
It'll add you to the botnet.
It'll get you.
Skynet will happen. Your cameras will help.
All right, guys, let's move on to news.
From all around the world.
Oh, great Odin's Raven.
And Florida.
It's so damn hot.
This is news.
Doctors remove the wedding ring from a man's penis.
That's all you need to say. That's it.
A 28-year-old South African endured a rare case of penile strangulation after squeezing his red wedding ring around his sex organ for erotic reasons. First of all, how the fuck did you get a wedding ring along?
He was soft and then got hard.
That's literally the only possible way. Also,
you got
a thin dick, yo.
Yeah, still though. Try, Andy, go home and try and put your wedding ring around your dick. Nope. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No balls, you won't. I triple dog dare you. Now you gotta do it.
Oh shit.
Maybe he has huge fingers.
What a lucky lady.
No.
At first, doctors tried to cut the ring off with a surgical saw, but failed because the swelling made it difficult to get close to the ring without causing further injury. They then made multiple puncture aspirations with a syringe to reduce the swelling. The patient was giving antibiotics and painkillers, presumably with a strong suggestion not to do this again.
I don't like this story. Yeah, dude, usually most things that involve having to get stuff off your wiener, they usually got to take down the swelling with needles, so. No bueno.
So there's a viral video of a polar bear petting and nuzzling a chained canine at a sled dog sanctuary in Manitoba, Canada.
That's awesome. That's so sweet. I'm so excited for the story to end on such a positive note.
After the video went viral this week, it was discovered that a polar bear killed and ate one of the sled dogs.
Yup, that's exactly where this story was going.
It's unclear if it was the same dog as seen in this video.
Yeah, that's
exactly. It was not the same. It was the same dog, but it was not the same polar bear. That was the polar bear's wife.
Mm.
Its husband caught it.
This guy sounds kind of like a moron. Brian Ladune, who owns the property and runs the sanctuary, had been feeding the wild polar bears.
Oh.
You don't feed wild animals because they come back. And they're wild animals. The dog was killed when Ladune apparently did not leave food out for the bears one night.
Wait, is this for me? The dog? The dog's for me?
Well, thank you.
Thanks, I guess.
Usually it's already done.
We were buddies, but...
You want me to kill this one?
I trust you, whiter polar bear.
Experts warn against feeding wild animals, especially carnivores like wolves and bears.
Huh. Dude, that guy kind of brought that on himself. That sucks for those dogs, but you don't feed
wild animals. And finally in news, China bans web searches for Fatty Kim III.
Oh god, I love it. Fatty Kim. I like that it was that search that China had to do something about it.
For some reason, North Korean officials found the term offensive.
Oh, really?
They beefed up about their fearless leader being called fat in a meeting with Chinese counterparts.
They beefed up?
They were afraid how Kim might react if he found out the irreverent web searches.
That country, dude.
So, you can no longer... You can't search for that in China because it could offend North Korea. And North Korea has one single ally, which is China.
Yeah.
And that even might be a stretch sometimes.
Yeah, China's like the, or North Korea is like the friend of China that every once in a while says some off-color remarks, and you're like, ooh, I gotta question this friendship, but
we homies. Yeah,
but your dad's got a pretty cool indoor pool, so
yeah. Go ahead, say some racist shit.
I'll
to
let
the help.
It slide this time.
I don't think North Korea has a very cool indoor pool.
No. It's probably filled with knives. And...
Or it's fake.
A rather dubious teacher's guide sent to North Korean schools last year claims that nicknames like Fatty Kim the Third and even Kim Fat Fat Fat.
It says it three times.
Oh, Kim Fat Fat Fat. That's amazing.
Ignored what an extraordinary person Kim is. If the guide is to believe, Kim was able to drive a car at the age of 3... and beat the chief executive of a foreign yacht company in a boating race when he was 9.
Right.
If this is to be believed. I'm going to guess it's not to be believed.
I believe it.
All right, guys. That'll do it for this episode of the podcast. And not a minute too soon because my teeth fucking hurt. Or my non-teeth, I guess.
My lack of teeth.
Yeah. So remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc, search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast, email us your nudes, 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So for Andy and Tam, this is Matt, signing out.